empty. I'm young, strapping, I'm hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. It's time to take a shot.
Hello. So the person before us just takes forever to pack up, but no dead air machine is not working. So while we're setting up, because the person before us just takes forever, you're gonna listen to me talk. Hello, this is Axel. Thank you for tuning in to La Mezcla. My other people's mics aren't on, but we have a new pope, y'all. Happy new pope day. Good day for Catholics. If you're Catholic, good for you. If you're not Catholic, also good for you. But there was white smoke in the Vatican,
The news
and
is out.
the news is out, yes. And we have a new pope who's American. Well, Peruvian American. But
Peruvian.
having just an American pope is so unchic. I know.
Wow, you said it.
I said it.
And is it true? Yes, it
It is
is.
true. We're undergoing fascism, and now we have an American pope. Just so unchic.
Can he right our wrongs, though?
Can he?
Could it be possible?
No.
Oh, wow. Negativity in the chat.
creativity.
Guys, where's your optimism? Where's your lust for life?
I was listening to Lana right now. I was so hot. I went to Trader Joe's right now to get kombucha, and it winded me. That walk winded me, and I had to go back to my dorm and just, like, lay on my bed listening to Lana, because I just, like, I wasn't even tired. It's just, it was so hot.
You know what I listened to on the drive here?
Yeah.
Ultraviolence.
Really?
Yeah.
I was listening to NFR.
And then Kintsugi.
Whoa. Wow.
Beautiful.
Hello, Benjamin.
Hi,
hello,
Benji.
Everybody. We're here.
Oh, everybody say hi to my mom.
Hola.
Hola, mami. Hola.
¿Cómo está? Ya días no la veo.
Okay. So, Benji, are you playing the music?
Yes.
I will be playing music today.
Okay, I have the spintron.
You do?
Okay. Yeah, you don't have to do that. Should we play our first song?
Yeah, let's get into it.
I really love this first song. It's Love in Portofino by Dalida. Okay. Or actually, we haven't said our station ID yet. Guys, you're listening to La Mezcla on WMUC Digital College Park.
Yes.
But college radio is good radio.
Yes. Thank you, Axel. Okay, let's
play
a PSA, actually.
Yeah, let's play a PSA. I was just going to say, what are you guys feeling?
Should we play the Filipino?
In mourning of us not having a Filipino pope.
Yes. Precisely.
Actually, I saw a lot of people texting and driving today on the road, so let's play a texting and driving prevention.
Was it you?
Oh, no.
It wasn't me, by the way.
Right.
There's people rehearsing next to us, by the way, in the
yeah,
live room.
If you guys can hear that, please don't listen.
Wait, no, they're good. What?
They might be good, but, like,
it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road. But I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Okay, I hope you guys like that one. Anyways, let's get into our first song. It's going to be Love in Portofino by Dalida.
Oh, wait, guys, this week's theme is Europe.
Oh yeah,
true.
This week's theme.
Yeah,
Europe.
This week's theme is Europe.
It's jazz is jazz.
Jazz ish.
Ish music.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's play it. Play that funky beat.
Let's play that funky beat.
Play that funky beat.
I found my love in Portofino, perché nei sogni credo ancora. Lo strano gioco del destino a Portofino m'ha preso il cuore. Nel dolce incanto del mattino il mare ti ha portato a me. Chiudo gli occhi e a me vicino, a Portofino, rivedo te. Ricordo un angolo di cielo, dove ti stavo ad aspettare. Ricordo il volto tanto amato, e la tua bocca da baciare. I found my love in Portofino, quei baci più non scorderò. Non è più triste il mio cammino, a Portofino I found my love. Ilia Veta Portofino, un vieux cloche qui sonnait. De ne sonner que les matines con Portofino se réveiller. Mais après cette nuit divine, on l'entendit sonner un jour, même jusqu'aux villes voisines de Portofino pour notre amour. Je vois le marié qui m'emporte et le petit chalet de bois dont il me fait franchir la porte en me portant entre ses bras. À chaque fois qu'à Portofino le vieux clocher sonne là-haut, il chante notre mariage vers les nuages. À Portofino, I found my love, I found my love, I found my love.
Song was High School Lover by Air. If you guys don't know, Air is a French band, so it goes into our theme pretty well. And again, I think the music next to us is way too loud, but...
They are really loud.
Can you hear them on live?
You can hear them on live.
Yeah, you can hear them. Yeah.
Yeah.
No shade, though.
No shade. Anywho, I love that song so much. It's basically jazz, even though Air considers themselves like an electronic rock band, which actually, guys, me and Val saw Air live in October. I wanted to put them in the place just because, you know, they are French. They're from France. They're both from Versailles, the two dudes.
Whoa, really?
And they made the song for Sofia Coppola's The Virgin Suicides in the 1999. Mm-hmm. And then Air and Sofia Coppola have had a really good relationship for future projects. And I just love educating people on Sofia Coppola. Lovely, lovely, lovely. I've been listening to the Priscilla soundtrack a lot. PhD in Sofia Coppola. I have a PhD in soundtracks. I love soundtracks. Anyone who knows
me. Music soundtracks.
Music
soundtracks. Like, or no, sorry, movie soundtracks.
Movie soundtracks, yeah. My favorite soundtrack ever is the Marie Antoinette soundtrack. I watched that movie so young, and it just, like, put me on to, like, a lot of good artists. Like, The Cure's in the Marie Antoinette soundtrack. Mm-hmm. Aphex Twin is in Marie Antoinette soundtrack. Susie and the Banshees.
Whoa. Sofia Coppola sourced for that one.
She sourced. Guys, last year, around this time last year, I made Val and Benji watch, and Chloe.
And Chloe.
Watch Marie Antoinette.
Shout out Chloe.
At my house. And I was like mansplaining the entire time. I was like, oh, Sofia Coppola.
Sofia Coppola. Mansplaining.
Yeah, Sofia Coppola sourced. Like, she sourced.
She did source. Like, she has so many deep cuts in there.
Deep cuts, guys. Well, I hope you guys enjoy the next song. It's by Serge Gainsbourg, Jane Birkin's Ugly Ex.
Yes, this is true.
This is true.
And that song is called Baudelaire. And then after that, we'll be playing Mexican Dream by Piero Piccioni. Piero Piccioni. You can tell he's Italian. All right, let's get into him.
J'aime voir, chère indolente, de ton corps si beau, comme une étoffe vacillante miroiter la peau. Sur ta chevelure profonde, aux acres parfums, mer odorante et vagabonde, aux flots bleus et bruns, comme un navire qui s'éveille au vent du matin. Mon âme rêveuse appareille pour un ciel lointain. Tes yeux où rien ne se révèle de doux ni d'amer sont de bijoux froids où se mêle l'or avec le fer. À te voir marcher en cadence, belle d'abandon, on dirait un serpent qui danse au bout d'un bâton. Sous le fardeau de ta paresse, ta tête d'enfant se balance avec la mollesse d'un jeune éléphant. Et ton corps se penche et s'allonge comme un fin vaisseau qui roule bord sur bord et plonge ses vergues dans l'eau. Comme un flot grossi par la fonte des glaciers grondants, quand l'eau de ta bouche remonte au bord de tes dents, je crois boire un vin de bohème amer et vainqueur, un ciel liquide qui parsème d'étoiles mon cœur.
Thank you.
Hello.
Bello.
I freaking love that song. I hope you guys did too.
Bello, bello, bello.
Ooh.
So, how's things at home, y'all?
Things at
home. How's the wife and kids?
The wife and kids.
How are the wife and kids, y'all? Wait, us in 50 years? How are the kids? They're 30.
Oh my gosh, yesterday I sent Axel this meme that was like, me when I have kids and you're in charge of like babysitting them?
Yeah.
And what was it? Was it like the baby covered in talc or something?
No, the babies were DJing.
Oh yeah, the baby DJing! I was literally like, okay, well, Axel literally taking care of our children.
This is true, this is
literally
true.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't pause the song that's playing.
Oh no.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Anyhow, I wish everyone good luck on their finals. I wish we could talk more with. But these people are kind of loud. Wait. Oh, it's not. Wait. It sounds better when you take your headphones off. I just took mine off and it's like much clearer because I get the feedback from like your mics. Is it happening for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Okay. That's kind of rough.
That was
y'all, I'm actually going to go step in next door and literally tell him to shut up.
No. Is the door closed properly?
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Yeah.
Can we, like, soundproof this room?
It's supposed to be soundproofed.
Oh.
They're actively playing a Steve Lacy song right now.
So now, guys, what European cities would you guys like to go to?
Girl, which one would we not want to go to?
Yeah. This is true.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe not Bangladesh.
Huh?
Bangladesh?
In Europe?
I'm kidding. That was a joke.
I want to go... Huh. I don't know. I feel like most European...
I feel like it would have to be, like, Spain or France.
I was going to say Spain, but then I was like, wait.
Spain is so beautiful. I want to go to Spain.
Yeah.
The beaches in Spain. France.
I heard the food in Spain is kind
of
bad.
Talking about Spain, I just found out BB Trix is a Trump supporter.
I sent that to both of you.
Gulp.
Yep.
Gulp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gulp. I don't
tengo
know.
El cora bien feo.
Is she actually, though?
No,
yeah, she said
literally.
That in a podcast.
Girl,
when? But
let me
when,
show
though?
You the video.
She said something about like Kanye and Trump being her biggest inspirations, and then something she actually, I don't know if I can say this on air, it just like sounds disgusting, but she said something about like how she would want to meet Hitler, and
there's
I was like,
no way this is
no,
real.
It's real. It's a podcast that she did recently.
Like, how are y'all like, how are these people like, what is allowing them to think this way?
Money?
The mic sound really bad.
Being European, being from Spain, low key.
That's very strange.
There's a lot of feedback. Like,
is there a lot of feedback? Guys, text me if we're being clear or not. If you guys can hear us, if the mics are working. It's technical difficulties. It's not us. We're professionals.
This is, in fact, our third time being on air, but we have it down. We're locked in. It sounds better. For a second, though, it was, like, really sharp. And I don't know why.
Hmm. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Also, guys, we were just talking about when we were playing music that this might be our last episode because next week is finals week.
Yeah.
And I have an exam on Thursday. We're going to text our manager to see if we're supposed to come in next week. If that's the case, it'll just be Benji and Val.
Yeah, Axel has a final.
Yes, this
unfortunately.
Is true.
For what class?
Stat. But it's at 5, but so like I should be spending my time like studying.
True. Now, can you consecutively take 3 hours to study at once?
The mics are really low.
The mics are... You keep making them low.
Because it was too...
It's better when they're higher.
But then you hear them more.
But you can't really hear us talk.
Yeah, you
My
can.
My dad is sending me voice messages like, I'm going to listen... Wait, I'm going to listen to them right now, but like...
Anyways...
Papi, no sé por qué no puedes textear. Like...
Stop calling him out on air. That's literally what I was saying.
Wow, this is true.
Oh wait, where did I put my phone? Oh, anyways, actually.
Thank you for that, Dad. Thank you.
What European city would you go to?
All of them, but
all
Berlin.
Them?
Yesterday I was doing the Berghain test.
I'm gonna check
we were
online.
Okay, I did the Berghain test
to
see if you could like get into Berghain.
I saw.
I have a charger. It's the USB-C, though. Okay.
What?
Technical difficulties, y'all. But I was going to say...
You did the test.
The test, Berghain, and I didn't get in, and it was really embarrassing, because mainly I was with Ava and Abrar and Anika, and I just kept giggling, so obviously you have to be serious, you have to mock, you have to be, like, so nonchalant, you have to be, like, you know the Bella Hadid accent that when she's, like, she just changes accents every time she's in a new city? And I just think that's so funny, I'm going to do that, like...
Can you, oh my gosh, what if we started talking with an accent? And then we convince people that we're actually foreign exchange students.
That would be so cool. Wait, remember when we tried to do, like, Rosalia's accent for a whole day? We haven't been able to bring that back.
Yeah, now we sound good. Yeah, we haven't done that in a while. We should bring that back.
Bring that back.
Or just talking in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyways, last episode, give us ideas for what our first episode next semester should be. I'm thinking Americana, just because I've been listening to a lot of, like, Connie Francis, old stuff, Priscilla soundtrack. So we need to do an Americana episode, y'all. Please.
This is true. We do need that.
Should we next play song? The next song?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's tap into the next one. This next song, I'm not gonna lie, I don't know if I can pronounce it, but I'm going to give it a shot. It's called L'Appuntamento by Ornella Vanoni. And then the one right after is one I queued up. It's called Samba Sahava by Pierre Barreau, who is a French man who's making Brazilian jazz. So get ready to listen to these guys.
Tante volte ormai che lo so già, che oggi quasi certamente sto sbagliando su di te, ma una volta in più che cosa può cambiare nella vita mia? Accettare questo strano appuntamento è stata una pazzia. Sono triste tra la gente che mi sta passando accanto, ma la nostalgia di rivedere te è forte più del pianto. Questo sole accende sul mio volto un segno di speranza. Aspettando quando a un tratto ti vedrò spuntare in lontananza. Amore, fai presto, io non resisto. Se tu non arrivi, non esisto, non esisto, non esisto. Sta piovendo, ma resto ad aspettare. Non mi importa cosa il mondo può pensare, io non me ne voglio andare. Io mi guardo dentro e mi domando, ma non sento niente. Sono solo un resto di speranza, perduta tra la gente. Se tu non arrivi, non esisto, non esisto, non esisto. Luci, macchine, vetrine, strade, tutto quanto si confonde nella mente. La mia ombra si è stancata di seguirmi, il giorno muore lentamente. Non mi resta che tornare a casa mia, alla mia triste vita. Questo
questa vita che volevo dare a te, l'hai spicciolata tra le dita. Amore, perdono, amore, esisto. Adesso per sempre non esisto, non esisto, non esisto.
Être heureux, c'est plus ou moins ce qu'on cherche. J'aime rire, chanter, et je n'empêche pas les gens qui sont bien d'être joyeux. Pourtant, s'il est une samba sans tristesse, c'est un vin qui ne donne pas l'ivresse. Un vin qui ne donne pas l'ivresse. Non, ce n'est pas la samba que je veux. Faire une samba sans tristesse, c'est aimer une femme qui ne serait que belle. Ce sont les propres paroles de Vinicius de Moraes, poète et diplomate, auteur de cette chanson, et comme il le dit lui-même, le blanc le plus noir du Brésil. Moi qui suis peut-être le français le plus brésilien de France, j'aimerais vous parler de mon amour de la samba, comme un amoureux qui n'osant pas parler à celle qu'il aime, en parlerait à tous ceux qu'il rencontre. J'en connais que la chanson incommode, d'autres pour qui ce n'est rien qu'une mode, d'autres qui en profitent sans l'aimer. Moi je l'aime et j'ai parcouru le monde en cherchant ses racines vagabondes. Aujourd'hui pour trouver les plus profondes, c'est la samba chanson qu'il faut chanter. Juan Gilberto, Carlos Lira, Dorival Caymmi, Antonio Carlos Jobim, Vinicius de Moraes, Baden Powell, qui a fait la musique de cette chanson et de tant d'autres. Vous avez mon salut. Ce soir, je voudrais boire jusqu'à l'ivresse, pour mieux délirer sur tous ceux que grâce à vous j'ai découvert et qui ont fait de la samba ce qu'elle est. Saraba, Peshinguin, Noël Rosa, Dolores Duran, Silvio Montero, et tant d'autres. Et tous ceux qui viennent, Edu Lobo, et mes amis qui sont avec moi ce soir. Baden, bien sûr, Ico, Osvaldo, Vigi, Oscar, Nicolino, Milton, Saraba. Tous ceux-là qui font qu'il est un mot que plus jamais je ne pourrai prononcer sans frissonner. Un mot qui secoue tout un peuple en le faisant chanter. Les mains levées au ciel, samba. On m'a dit qu'elle venait de Bahia, qu'elle doit son rythme et sa poésie à des siècles de danse et de douleur. Mais quel que soit le sentiment qu'elle exprime, elle est blanche de formes et de rimes. Blanche de formes et de rimes, elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur. « Mais quel que soit le sentiment qu'elle exprime, elle est blanche de formes et de rimes. Blanche de formes et de rimes, elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur. Mais quel que soit le sentiment qu'elle exprime, elle est blanche de formes et de rimes. Blanche de formes et de rimes, elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur. Elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur.
Hello, everybody.
That one was confusing. Oh no, we're technical difficulties. Right. Hello. Yep.
Yeah, it sounded okay.
Right.
All right. Was it crispy?
It was so crispy, like you don't even know. Actually, I want like something sweet. I want dessert. Just
oh
like
my
off
gosh.
Topic.
Whoa. I was thinking about going to the dairy.
Maryland Dairy?
No, yeah. You know what's better? The place we went to literally, last week.
Oh,
the ice
class
cream place.
520?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
There's one in Rockville.
Yeah, we went there.
Yeah, but there's one literally right there.
Yeah, I know there's one over there. I don't think it's good. When you walk in, it smells like cow. You know what I mean?
It
smells
does.
Like...
Oh. Kind of like Cold Stone.
Yeah, I hate... Yeah. Cold Stone makes me want to throw up. I remember I went to the one in Germantown with you once, and you... Because
you literally
you
had to walk out.
I had to leave.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
If you guys didn't know, I was vegan for 5 years, and I just can't stand... Also, my sister just, like, grew up lactose intolerant, so all we drank was soy milk. So I'm not used to dairy. Like, until, like, this past year, I've been eating dairy products.
That is true. You did introduce me to literally the best cheese ever. Well,
vegan
the
cheese?
Best vegan cheese ever is the smoked Gouda.
That was
Follow
Pam.
Your
that
heart.
Was Pam when she made you the grilled cheese, right?
Bame, I love you. That grilled cheese is... No, I kid you not. I have the shortest attention span, literally the worst memory ever, but I still froth at the mouth thinking about that grilled cheese that you made me. It was the most delicious thing ever.
This is true. Whoa.
Aw.
In
also,
unison.
The last song, we... Well, I did not realize it was European because I'm not used to hearing it in French.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Yeah, Pierre Barreau. I was put on to him by my brother.
Oh, really?
Shout out,
yeah,
brother.
But I thought it was in Portuguese too. But and then I listened closely to what this man was saying. I was like, oh, I don't understand a word of what this man is saying right now. And I thought it was so interesting that he was able to turn this culture, recreate this version of music from another culture into his language and into his
That's
like
lovely.
Dialect, which I thought was really cool.
In le français.
Yeah. Also, but there's a lot cooler music up ahead, guys, just so you know. There's
wait,
a lot
is this
of music.
The Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah,
the band?
It sounds like...
I don't know if y'all can hear it.
The band... Okay, they're kind of eating right now. I like this.
Yeah,
oh,
they're kind of cooking.
Oh, is it 1979?
It's 1979.
Yeah.
Aw.
Remastered.
This is so fall. Remastered?
We're going to get them for the La Mezcla event.
What's your guys' favorite season? I know you're going to say both say summer, right?
No, mine is spring.
Mine is probably summer.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Either, I think fall or spring.
I used
the
to be
in between seasons.
Bro.
I used to really like winter, and then until your skin starts drying up.
This is true.
Everything.
Not me, though.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's
yeah.
Like,
okay,
so,
right.
No,
right.
That's actually a lie.
But I like getting to wear really cool outfits and look
this is
cold
true.
Weather.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, layering.
I think I like summer.
Like layering is so fun, yeah.
I like the summer just because it's the only time of the year that you can go to the beach and go in the water. And it's really the only time you have to like be free, I feel like, from the things that we're scheduled to do. Like, you know, like school.
Yeah.
Well, I think in this time in our lives right now.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like... It's the only time we're free from school or work or, you know, the schedule of life, which I think we need to break away from every once in a while.
These are, like, the last few years before we, like, enter workforce and everything.
Gulp.
Yes. Literally the other day, I think Saturday, me, my dad, and my sister went to, like, this Soda Stereo tribute concert.
No way.
Yes, it was quite a vibe. Did I not tell you this?
No.
No, you didn't tell us.
I love Soda Stereo. Fake.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
But yeah, that's why I went home this weekend. And then during the intermission, me and my sister were playing like this game, like, oh, how does like we like people watch and then we make up our own stories on like those people's stories.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, they met doing blah, 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 blah. And the entire time, since I just saw these people were like 30s, 40s, 50s, older, I was like, these people all just know each other from work. Because that's like my perception. It's just like, once you enter that, it's like everyone you meet from that point on, because there's no third spaces or anything, it's like you just like all your people in your life are from work. And like, I've yet to be corrected. Like my parents' respective partners, like they met at work.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. That's really interesting.
So it's kind of crazy. Guys, we're going to enter that era soon where it's like everyone you know is just like from your job. Like,
no,
crazy.
I don't want that.
Yeah,
I don't want
that.
I don't think I want
people
that.
People you met in school.
Yeah. Which I don't mind.
That's so weird though.
Well,
no, I think people need a third space. I think people need like a space where they can like go and socialize. Like,
no,
if you're
yeah,
not going out.
True. We're
like,
mourning the death of third spaces.
We're mourning. I think the only person I met like truly at a third space is like Dennis. Because we didn't go to school together, no work. Like, it's,
you know. Well, that's different too, because you met him like through
your
school friends.
Yeah.
So it was like
but
still like a school thing.
But even you didn't meet him.
You
but
met him
that,
skating.
But that thing was
yeah.
a third space. Like
yeah.
that club we were a part of was a third space, you know, within the school. But that was our third space where we would socialize. I think that's not just like a, like an us thing.
Yeah.
That's like a human thing. People need like a third space to go and connect
yeah.
with people.
WNUC third space.
Like, yeah. You're not going to go home and find people to socialize
yeah.
with or work. You need a third space to do that.
At this point, the internet has become our
third space.
Space,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's so
and
crazy,
actually,
though.
If you think about it, like, growing up, we didn't have any third spaces either. So it's not much of a, like, a big change going
yeah.
into adulthood. It's more of a generational thing that has changed.
And all depending on location. I see people talk about how there's no third spaces in New York when I don't think that's true. I don't think
oh,
if you, I think if you don't have friends in New York, like you're looking a bad person. Like that's my take. Like
you're
why
actually
do,
no.
how,
the
how do you not
no,
have
no, no,
friends
not a bad
in a
person.
City
you're
that
you're just
like,
an introvert probably.
Yeah. Maybe.
No.
Perhaps.
No, yeah, yeah.
We're like psychoanalyzing people we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, girl. People that we've just made up in our minds.
Like well, no, it's like social like you see on TikTok and everything.
True.
Right. Remember when they were gonna ban TikTok?
Girl, I supposedly there's like 70 more days to TikTok.
70? Thank God.
Girl, let it
I
end.
Was so happy for it to end. I was like, yay, my screen time's gonna go down. And then it didn't. I could
girl,
just delete
you know,
the app.
Yeah. Girl, you know you were gonna be on Instagram Reels. Like, stop
playing. This is true.
Like, you were gonna be on Instagram Reels. All those hours you're putting into TikTok were gonna go into Instagram Reels.
This is true.
Do you remember when you deleted Instagram for like 2 days?
This is true.
No, Axel deleted it for like a week. No.
This is true. This is true.
Anyway, should we play our next song?
Yeah, let's play our next song.
Yippee!
The next song
is called L'Anamo by Serge Gainsbourg. I don't know where this man is from.
Gainsbourg? He's French.
He's
the
French?
Ugly dude. Jane Birkin.
That sounds German.
Again.
I'm not gonna
He's
lie.
He's coming up again. Also, the song wasn't in Spintron, so it is a random song when you look at our playlist in WMUC's website.
True.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
PSA, PSA.
Go for it. Play.
And the next song we'll be playing is called Samba de Ofio by Cal Jader. Chater.
Right. True.
Listen up.
Aucun Boeing sur mon transit, aucun bateau sous mon transat. Je cherche en vain la portée exacte, je cherche en vain le mot exit. Je chante pour les transistors ce récit de l'étrange histoire. De tes en amour transitoire, de belle au bois dormant qui dort. Je t'aime et je crains de m'égarer, et je sème des grains de pavot sur les pavés de l'amour. Tu sais ces photos de l'Asie que j'ai prises à 200. Maintenant que tu n'es pas là, leurs couleurs vives ont pâli.
j'ai cru entendre les hélices d'un quadrimoteur, mais hélas, c'est un ventilateur qui passe au ciel du poste de police. Je t'aimais, je crains de m'égarer, et je sais me dégrainer de pavot sur les pavés de l'amour. Je t'aimais, je crains de m'égarer, et je sais me dégrainer de pavot sur les pavés de l'amour.
Je ne veux pas, disait la plaine en parlant du soleil. Je ne veux pas qu'il fouille sous mes ombelles ma verdure. Je veux qu'il m'accompagne en douceur d'un peu loin. Qu'il me chauffe, qu'il me câline quand j'ai besoin. Je ne veux pas, disait la plaine en parlant du soleil. Je ne veux pas qu'il fouille sous mes ombelles ma verdure. Je veux qu'il m'accompagne en douceur d'un peu loin. Qu'il me chauffe, qu'il me câline quand j'ai besoin. Je le veux un peu lune, mais pas froide. Ce soleil-là.
This is the night. Svaki čas
Hello, party people.
Hey, everybody. We're back.
We're so back. Vala left the station for a minute. She'll be back soon, though. We were just talking, and we're so happy that we finally have the show. Sad it's the last episode, I think.
It may be the last episode. We'll let you guys know if it is or not.
But we'll be back next semester, y'all. And
true, this is
true. Hopefully, over the summer, we collect many, many, many songs to play.
Guys, this is true. We will be collecting more songs.
It's gonna be huge.
But we want to hear what you guys want to hear for next semester, what you guys want to see from La Mezcla, what you guys want to listen to, the themes you want to see, whether you guys want guests on the show, what guests you guys want to see. We've
Why are we letting
about,
them decide the guests?
Girl, we want.
No, but like, we need to decide the guests.
That's true.
How are they going to know everyone that we know?
True.
They should just know. Y'all should just know our lore. Oh, yeah, we wanted to bring all our moms on the show and then let them take the reign on.
Can we please?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, is it possible?
Yeah.
I think it's possible.
Is it legal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl, why would it be illegal?
No, it's a public school. I'm pretty sure it is illegal.
Why?
How?
I don't think they're allowed.
Yeah, it's legal.
Sure.
I think, yeah, I don't know why.
People that
illegal.
Don't go to school.
We'll make
are
sure.
To
we'll
be on.
We'll like we'll clock in with somebody. We'll ask.
But we should definitely have guests. Even though we're already using up all the mics, it would be cool to have a guest.
Yeah, yeah. We will definitely have guests for the next one because we want you guys to be a part of this process, be a part of, like, the community we're building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We bring all of our siblings. That'd be crazy because you guys have four, respectively, like,
yeah, four, completely.
So it would be five with my sister.
Yeah.
Hey, we have how many?
Five.
Oh, wait, yeah, four.
Five. There'd be eight people in this room.
That's crazy. If we go in digital, the digital room is bigger, so we could actually do that.
You mean the FM?
I mean, yeah, FM, sorry.
Yeah, that's true. And there's, like, actual, like, couches in there, too.
There's couch singular.
Oh, yeah,
a
true.
Couch.
A singular couch.
Like, this couch I'm on right now.
Oh, true. But the other one's, like, a bit nicer.
Yeah, this one's kind of raggedy. Sorry.
Yeah, and it's okay. Anyways, guys, I was going to... Guys, I was about to say any gays.
Wait, have you guys seen the thing I sent? That's it's so like, funny. I thought, for the longest time, I thought Erewhon was a black-owned business and that it was AAVE for everyone. And it's like, Erewhon?
Yeah.
Girl, that's so dumb.
So I was showing Abby and Rowena that, and then it's just so funny because it's like, we've been using it like, oh, Erewhon's at McKeldin right now. Oh, Erewhon's in the mall right now.
Erewhon?
Erewhon's eating. And it's like actually so funny. Like
that's hilarious.
That someone
Girl,
could,
it definitely is not.
No, Erewhon is like a mythological thing, right?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
If it's not mythological, it's biblical, I think.
Something I don't like. Know. Maybe.
That's like when I found out that Sephora was in the Bible, I was like, wait.
What? Sephora's
Sephora.
In the Bible?
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Girl, you...
You work at Sephora.
You work there.
But
am I the spokesperson
vale.
For Sephora?
Vale, when I went to the Redeemer Easter play, Sephora is in the play. Oh, time.
Guys.
I don't know. We have like 15 seconds.
It was so good seeing you guys. We will let you know if we'll be coming back next week or not. But
Please.
Thank you guys for listening and being with us this semester. I hope your semester has been going